Welcome, everybody, to a shitty Cowboys. Hey, Cowboys, we missed a week, which means we have not played in a full month, one full Cowboy month. Does anybody remember anything that happened in the last time that we played?
Let's think now. We was hot on the trail with my boy Gumbo, my bear boy, my great big bear boy. And we went to the farm, Blue Sticks Ranch, I believe it was. On the way, we was waylaid by bandits. We dispatched most of them. We rescued one of them, who was a halfling lady who was disguised as a little girl, but then she was really not in it of her own free will. And she agreed to work against Man-Cow Cowboy, or whatever his name is, at some point in the future. But that's just bad about it. We went to Blue Sticks Ranch. We met a turtle couple. I can't speak today. I've been drinking. And then they had tried to bring old... my boy, who we decided we was going to call Gumbo after my father, to our place, but we wasn't there because we was busy getting framed for a murder we didn't do. And then he had got a job at a souvenir store up at Griffin's Butte. It turned out that the turtle's cousin had given him a job. That turtle, in order to talk to us, had to take some kind of sex medicine, and otherwise he talked real slow, and it was real frustrating. Turns out he also took that medicine every morning to go outside and milk the cows and such, which I thought was awful suspicious, because I don't rightly know what justification a guy has to take fantasy Viagra and go out and touch cow's nipples.
If anybody just happened across the stream and listened to that recap, I was surprised by a lot of it. A lot of it I had forgotten.
You were present.
And then, what is this fucking campaign? It's fucking bonkers. Yeah, that was a good recap.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember where the halfling lady that definitely has a name is. Did you guys
we decided she was not a flight risk no more, I believe.
So is she still with you, traveling with you guys?
I guess so. She was going to show us where Cowman Mangow, Cowboy.
Okay. I would love if I could find her noise. her noise. I've got her voice down. E doesn't think that she's been named yet. Okay. And then, you guys crossed through some blue mushrooms.
Did we just call her like Sally or something? I don't remember.
I'm gonna search up most popular names 2022, and I'm going to pick the top one. What do you guys think it's going to be? What do we think that this character is about to be named?
Ermintrude.
Olivia. Her name's Olivia. I did not see that coming.
That's a good name.
All right. Yeah. And you guys just crossed this field of those blue mushrooms that I think one or both of you ate.
Yeah, we both ate. That's right, actually. Yeah, when we left the farm, we went through a field of blue mushrooms. Sean ate one and thought it was real good. And I ate one and it was less good, but I didn't die.
Yeah, Sean rolled like a natural 20, I believe, and got like some 10 HP or something from it, like something good. Okay. All right, and that's where we will pick right up on where you all are just passing past the mushroom field. Olivia, I believe, is riding on Hollywood with Jambalaya. Because I think she rode on with Ubo on the way there and then swapped horses. I guess got bored. I don't know. Is it? Do you know if it's like close or you guys have been here before, right?
Oh, yeah. We've explored the Griffin's Butt thoroughly.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Griffin's Butte. But, you know, we like to be informal around these parts. You know, it's what people call it. Griffin's Butt.
Dude. I don't think I've ever heard it called that before, but okay.
Well, you must have not been listening.
I mean, honestly, I've never, you know, had any inclination to go and visit it since it's just rocks. But you know, I'm sure some people are.
You say that now. Me and Sean, we did battle against a devil, a four-armed devil.
Are we going to have to?
I don't know. Maybe. After we did battle with that devil, we sat around his fire with the spirit of the untamed west, and he came inside our mouths.
That's not all going to happen again, is
Where's
it?
Where's my camera button?
That's what I call soft focus. Things are going to get real sexy.
Dude, you won't.
Do you think it's your Zoom blur or your camera blur?
I don't fucking know. It's super blurry.
Just too goddamn good looking for that camera.
Guess so. Hold on.
Everyone just squint real hard whenever you look at Sean if you're watching the stream.
You have to wear glasses.
On demand.
You need glasses.
And if you don't need glasses, then you have to wear glasses. And if you do need glasses, then take the glasses off.
I feel like saxophone music's going to start playing. And
there he is.
There we go.
Why is it doing that?
Write him a letter, Sean. So you keep blurring out my sexy face. That's where I make money. If this is your first time watching live, this is what it usually is. Yep. There's a lot of shit that gets cut from the podcast that you got to watch to figure out.
There we go.
So it's not a far, you guys walked about a day, got through the mushroom field, and I think before you can get to the butt, we will need one more night. That night will be past the mushroom field. We'll say that you guys got to the foot. I think it was nighttime. Yeah. Because you guys saw the glow of the mushrooms in the distance.
I don't know. We've probably been wandering around tripping balls for some time.
Yeah. You guys are high as shit. This is what happens when we miss a week. It takes a long time to get back into exactly the timelines. But let's go ahead and just retcon if we have to that it is nighttime. Once you guys pass those mushrooms, it's probably a good time to make camp and then reach the butt in the morning.
Speaking of which,
now remember, I'm here. I'm here.
I remember.
And remember, I heard everything at the turtle house. Thin walls.
That was the turtles.
No, I heard a lot of farts coming from your guys.
Oh, yeah. 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 That was a 96. You ever heard of one of them?
No. Please don't fill me in on what it is. But just, you guys got any tents or anything, or are we just roughing it?
Well, you got my sleeping roll on the back of the saddle there. I guess you could take that.
You're going to give me your Sean, bed?
Yeah, you can take my bedroll. Me and Sean will just have to rough it.
Okay. I know I tried to rob you all, and I'm still kind of a bad guy here. Is it cool if I scoot away like 20, 30 feet?
No.
I just don't want to be uncomfortable, if that makes sense. because well, I think I like I said, I heard you too last night, and I just want to be out of the blast radius, so to speak. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? Am I going to run back through those poison mushrooms that I don't even know how I got through? Because I don't think I did any rolls or anything.
No, I think Hollywood just took care of you, I suppose.
That makes sense.
All right, Hollywood, keep an eye on her.
Hollywood will give a nay. Actually, you know, roll an animal handling check. Let's see how good at Hollywood is at picking up, mostly because I like making rolls while we're playing D&D. Oh, Sean's camera completely went out now. A 19 is back. I don't know what that was. It popped up with OBS. 19, yeah. Hollywood, it's like the horse from Tangled. Hollywood looks at Olivia and takes its hooves and points them at his eyes and then at her and then back at his eyes. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to like get trampled or anything. I just want to sleep away from the smell.
Well, I think you'll get used to it after a while. Also, just be careful that the wind might change direction in the night.
Are you guys going to bed now, or should we like make a fire and eat something?
Oh yeah, well I ain't just gonna lie on the ground like we was dead dogs. No, we're gonna make a camp.
Okay. Well, I've never camped out with you two before, so I don't know what I'm getting into.
Well, you must have camped out before, just in general.
Yeah. Well, we camped out with the cowboy, not you cowboys, but the cowboy.
I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Missy. Yeah.
And there was goats. I think there was two goats. I don't know. It was. Anyway, I camped out with them, but they just pretty much grazed all night, so I don't know.
Oh, well, what peoples do is they make fire, and then they sit around a fire and generally eats and drinks things, and then, goes to sleep after that. Like I say, you take my bedroll. Hollywood keep good old close eye on you, won't you, Hollywood, there? Good boy.
Do you guys have, fire stuff?
Well, it's called wood.
Oh, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere right now. I don't know if there's any.
You don't know if there's any wood? There's going to be some combustible materials around here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a survival check. We'll try to find us some. What do you guys do for food? We've had a couple of campout nights, and I can't remember if we actually have gotten into what you guys eat.
Bear eggs, that's it. Right.
Yeah, eggs.
Jerky.
Jambalaya might have to quit eating bear eggs now that his son came from one, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Forbidden fruit. What was I doing? I'm rolling a survival check, looking for firewood.
Trying to get some firewood.
No, I didn't even think of that.
Oh dang! Two 19s in a row. What the hell? But you've got a +7 animal handling and survival. Nice
beast.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm a ranger.
Yeah, that's true. Ranger's gonna ranger.
Ranger's gonna range.
So you are able to, like Olivia mentioned, there is no, woods anywhere nearby or anything, but you're able to find, a couple tumbleweeds that are, those are burnable, and then some dried wood that aren't, that would be, you don't even know where the fuck it came from. Maybe it fell off a wagon or some shit. But yeah,
you find cow patties. They burn real good.
Some cow patties too. They burn like Doritos. Yeah,
they do.
How do Doritos burn?
Really
real
good.
Fucking fast.
Really?
Yeah, they're chock full of oil. Yeah.
Oh, Doritos are flammable.
Oh yeah, they'll burn like a fucking candle.
You ain't never seen somebody light a Dorito on fire?
No.
I use them to light my fucking barbecue. That's how like my charcoal barbecue. That's how much fucking oil they've got in them.
Damn.
No joke. Ridiculous. People really do use them as like fire starters and stuff.
You can, yeah. Keep you alive right there.
What the fuck?
So much fucking corn oil in them things.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get enough to make a fire.
Good thing I keep these Doritos.
Sitting around the fire, eating some jerky. So what are you guys going to do when you find Gumbo? I think you said his name was.
Well, he don't know that's his name yet, but yeah. Well, I figure I'll see what he wants to do. If he wants to stay there.
Can't wait.
Wants to come live with his pop.
Didn't you mention that he can only say like two words?
Well, I don't know. He's got a job somehow.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't know that he can only say two words. That was in the quiet year.
Well, I mean, his letter to me was kind of to the point and went, jambalaya, daddy, daddy, jambalaya. And then somebody else wrote the rest of it. So I suppose he probably ain't the most literate fella. But, I mean, that ain't nothing to be ashamed of. He was raised by a bear.
I probably couldn't read it if I was raised by a bear.
I barely can now, and I was raised by humans. Yeah,
I do like that you said barely. Barely.
You like, see what I did there?
Yeah, that was funny. I didn't know if you meant it as a pun or not, but it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
How's Gumbalaya? Gumbalaya, I don't think that's what anyone said his name was going to be. How's Gumbo going to, like, come between you two?
Well, he ain't. That's our private time. He's going to be in a different room.
I meant more.
I mean, like, what he does in that room is up to him, but he's a bear, so I think he's probably going to have some quite exotic tastes.
I meant.
He's going to have two daddies.
Yeah, you're going to have two daddies.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was going to, you know, I didn't know exactly how the dynamic was going to work.
Well, he's my enormous bear child, and I'm his daddy, and Sean's his other daddy.
Yeah, I just know, like, you two, it sounds like you two like going off on adventures and things like that, so I just didn't a kid.
Well, he ain't a kid. I mean, he's like, what, 22 years old? He's a big old boy.
How old is he, Drundu?
He was like 20 years old, I think.
Okay, I know he's large. I just didn't know how long ago you had relations with a bear.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was a young man, I was, a prime physical specimen, the kind that would attract the attention of a she-bear.
How old are you now?
I'm 45.
So 25. Okay. How old are you, Sean Marston?
I can't remember. I have no idea.
We can say whatever we want this episode. I think we've renamed a couple characters and we have set some timelines back and forward.
I'm 13.
No, okay, we can't do that.
No.
Okay, I can't remember. I know I was younger than Jambalaya, but that's it. So I think I was like 20. Because we talked about this before, but I can't remember.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you were younger than when Jambalaya had a baby bear. Okay. These ages are making it get wild. It sounds like you two both and Gumbo are going to have... It's going to be quite a family reunion when you guys get caught up.
I mean, you sound like you're trying not to laugh when you say that. There's something funny about two fellas
and a bear
family
man?
Unit. Bear for yeah, well... Yeah, we are an unconventional but loving family unit. That's what we're going to be.
I know there could be two dads, but it's the bear man part that still was a little, like, well, you know, it's a little shot. It's a little out
what,
there.
What do you need explaining to you? 20 some odd years ago, I had sex with a bear, and then she gave birth to, well, she laid an egg, which hatched, and then a bear with my face came out.
That's what I'm saying.
What all else do you need to know?
Have you ever seen a bear with a human face on it?
Well, no, but I don't expect too many bears got fucked by humans before.
I don't think it's legal.
Well, I mean, who are you to condemn two consenting beings who love each other?
Didn't you say
I talked to the bear. We stood up in front of the whole bear community there in the forest, and we said our vows, and we got married.
How'd that end up?
Well, we stood in front of the bear priest there, and he went, rrr, 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 and I said, I do. And then he went, rrr, 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 and she said, rrr.
And what was her name?
Her name was... Rrr, rrr.
How'd the divorce go?
Yeah, what kind? Well, was there like a lot of paperwork or...
Well, we went down to the bear court there, and there was a judge, and it was a small, you know, we had paid. I'd pay the court fees, and there was some alimony. I paid like
how much is bear alimony?
half a deer carcass every other week. Right. And I supplemented that, of course, because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to live in the community and, you know, be a good, responsible adult there, do right by you. So, you know, I'd throw an extra couple of sandwiches here and there just to make sure she was eating.
Wait, I've seen you talk to your horse before. Couldn't you talk to them?
Well, yeah.
Or was this after you could actually talk to animals?
Well,
before
I learned some spells, which mean I can really, really talk to him now, like we's talking now. But before, I mainly just talked to him by interpreting their body language and their, you know, the smells and the pheromones and that kind of thing. Study them real close and learn to mimic their, noises and calls.
So if you ever go back there now, you'll actually really be able to talk to
him. Well, I mean, I can legitimately speak bear.
Yeah.
But they'll be able to speak human through the power of ranger magic.
I don't want to be too forward. I know I just rob and kill you two like a day and a half ago, but gosh, I would love to see the day when you two and Gumbo get to make a family reunion and come back and just, you know, show things are amicable between you and Ho-Ho, and just seems like that'd be really fun.
I don't mean to be that guy, but I just got to correct you there. It's not Ho-Ho-Ho. It's
I don't want to get anyone's name wrong.
Ho-Ho-Ho! No.
No. Jeez.
You gotta draw it out. You gotta draw it out, man. You can't just... That excellent. That's spot on. Well done.
Now I do think Sean Marston's gonna need to be able to say the name too, though, when you do go back. I think for Sean Marston's voice, I think that works.
Yeah, that was slightly accented, like... but it was.
That was literally Sean Marston's voice doing a bear voice.
Yep, that'll do. That was real good.
I don't know. Now, how do you
now
do
ain't
that?
No call for profanity.
How do you do an animal voice in a character voice? All right.
Accident.
Huh? What? Well, I'm going to go get some sleep. I think tomorrow we're going to have a pretty eventful day because by what you two were saying, Griffin's butt is pretty. You got me saying it now.
That's what it's called.
It's Griffin's Butte.
No, it ain't.
I think it is. like on paperwork, I think it is.
Yeah, but paperwork never tells you the true story.
Like, on if it was on a map, I think it would be called Griffin's Butte.
Well, it says butt. It says right there.
Yeah, that says B-U-T-T-E.
Spells butt. Case closed. Go to sleep.
All right, good night. And, yeah, she'll go over with your bedroll and make a bed next to Hollywood and go to sleep. After eating some jerky, of course. What is that? I can hear that from here.
Oh.
How? I ate the same thing you two did. I can differentiate what butthole it's coming out of.
Which one?
This one is Jambalaya. This one that's still going on.
I can't do it.
That's Sean Marston. Now, honestly, I can't see either face. I don't know who that one came from. Fucking stupid show. Stupid, stupid show.
Look at the fart whistle he's got.
Dude, Jerome's face was going red a second ago.
It hurts doing that.
Then you hear Hollywood. Right next to her. God, do I have to stay by the horse?
Hoist. Yes. It's either that or back over here where I can see you.
No, okay, I'll be by the horse. I think it was just a one and done.
Can you do the armpit fart thing?
Yeah, that was my armpit right there.
You know what I'm talking about?
Where you put your hand thing? Yeah, no. I can't put deodorant on my armpit.
That's true.
All right. You guys wake up. So we can bypass the fart jokes.
Hot dang, my butthole feels like Grand Canyon.
Sean Marston. That was a Sean Marston.
A little
Marston.
Extra in the tank there. Yeah.
I can't wait to edit this and listen to these and see what the fuck it sounds like.
You should clip them. And
yeah.
Oh, the waveforms are funny.
Okay. Yeah. You guys wake up. How'd you guys sleep? Hey, wake up.
I'm awake. I slept in a warm cushion of air. Well, mostly air.
Okay, well, the sooner we get you to your boy, the sooner I get to go and kill Man-Cow the Cowman. Cowman.
Oh, you're going to kill him.
Well, no.
Oh, that makes it a lot easier for us.
I'll help. I'll like say, hey, get him. And,
okay.
And then you two can kill him. But you know what I mean. Well,
that works. All right, then. Come on, Hollywood. Let's go get my boy.
Mount up and head to Griffin's Butte.
Can't wait for this.
B-U-T-T-E. And it is way different than the last time you all were here. When it was just a stretch of sand, where, if you remember, it was actually really hard to even find Griffin's Butte. Like the conditions had to be just right. You had to keep walking, and it would look like it was nothing and you started getting shot at by the spirit of the Untamed West, and you had to like keep pushing through the bullets to eventually be able to see Griffin's Butte. It's much the same still, where you don't initially see Griffin's Butte, the big, beautiful, thick griffin, but you now do see all of these big billboards that are advertising, you know, Griffin's Butte Boutique. What's it called? I think that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was it.
Butte's Boutique is it. So you see a big signs advertising Butte's Boutique, and you know, this way for Griffin's Butte. You see a couple that say like, I know you can't see it now, but you wait. And you guys keep on down the trail. And just like last time, eventually pops into being right before you this big sandy stone. It looks like a it's almost, it's obviously a natural formation, but it does look like a big, thick griffin. But now the difference being that there is a rather large gift shop, that is posted at the base of the, Griffin's Butte called Butte's Boutique, which is actually, I'm realizing, hard to say.
Butte's Boutique, it is. Well, this looks like the place, Sean. Mm-hmm. Ready to meet your stepson?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's mosey on in there.
The ding of bells rings out, and you hear a voice. You can't see where it's coming from. You hear, "Welcome, welcome to Butte's Boutique. Would you like to spy a bobblehead of the griffin? Just one gold piece." You need to kind of look around, and then you look down, and you see a literal mouse, but a mouse man. He's like a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, standing on 2 feet. He's got a big handlebar mustache and his whiskers.
"Hey, feller. Y'all got a bear with my face working here?"
"Gosh dang it, I knew I recognized you from somewhere. Oh, you're the daddy."
"I'm Jambalaya Daddy Jambalaya. Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Jambalaya. Jambalaya Jr.'s here working. Yeah, yeah. Come, you want to buy a bobblehead?"
No, I want to speak to my son. If
We got candy?
I don't want the candy. I want to speak to my son.
We got candles?
I didn't even know he... Look here, young fella, me lad. I ain't interested in any of your Jim Crackery. I'm just here to speak to my boy. I ain't never seen him in 20-some-odd years since he was hatched from his bear's egg. And I am keen to remake his acquaintance, so to speak."
"All right. I'm who's your daddy. Friend here?"
"Yeah, this is my partner in life and trail the mommy. Of love." "No, he is most certainly not a mommy. He is daddy as well."
"Oh, I just thought..."
"You got a problem with that?"
"Well, no, I just thought you had a... I thought you were... I don't know. He's working right now, though."
"I think you should just go away. But before you do, you tell me where I can find my boy."
"Well, I'll tell you. Are you going to help him unload the boxes? Because I can't just be having my number one worker be interrupted while he's working hard and lifting boxes."
"Well, he's going to be working hard and lifting boxes all day for the rest of his life, but right now he needs to meet his daddy."
"Okay, well, will his daddy and stepdaddy both help lift some boxes, too, while we're at it?
How about I give you a gold coin from my sock? Will that make you go away?"
"Let's see. That would be about two and a half weeks' worth of work."
"I thought so.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll
work.
There
you go. Now, fuck off."
Right, he's out back. He's loading in a wagon of goods. Just came in down from West Hollow. He's loading in the back inventory. Yeah, you'll find him back there."
"Well, thank you kindly. All it took was a substantial bribe."
"Yeah, geez, yeah.
I mean, I went straight. I went straight for the large bribe. I didn't see any point in it. It's just, you know, when you own a stake in a witch iron mine like we do, and you come, you know, we got a little bit of money. It's okay.
I thought you wanted to go talk to your son. Why are you telling me about economics?
You asked. You sounded all impressed.
I mean, yeah, you just paid 2 weeks of your son's salary.
Well, yeah. He's my boy. It seems like the least I could do just to get, you know, the time I need to talk to him. Even if all he says is jambalaya, daddy, jambalaya.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's out back. I think you'll know when you see him.
Well, yeah, he's got my face. Anyway.
Do you want to, you know, you want a bobblehead too? Anyway. You can have one free.
Sure. Well, it ain't exactly free. I mean, I paid for it, right? But okay, I'll take one.
It's a Griffin's.
Look at the ass on that.
Yeah, it's got a big ass on it.
That's a thick ass Griffin.
Wow. Big oversized head.
Damn.
Sheesh.
You should see the real thing.
Well, ain't just a bobble head. That's a bobble ass.
It's butt jiggles, too.
We should make those and sell them.
I don't even know how you would.
3D print.
Boing.
All right, you guys ready to go out back and meet your boy?
Yeah, I guess so. Are you ready to be my boy?
I've only got two words.
You got to pack a lot of nuance into those two words.
Yeah, you both head out back where... Oh, did he even get his name? I think he introduced himself. Finn Timble.
He did not introduce himself. I just brushed past him.
Well, he had a name tag on that said Finn Nimble. Finn Timble.
Finn Timble.
Finn, okay. F-I-N-N, Timble.
Finn Timble. Okay.
Yes. In case you guys ever want to come back and like buy a candle or something, you can talk to Finn Timble.
I'm sure he's a lovely person, but...
He's a mouse, but yeah.
This is... Well, it's still a person.
Yeah, I
monster.
Guess so. Well, is it... Yeah.
I mean, he literally stood to talk to me and tried to sell me stuff. He's a person.
It's weird, though, because, like, for real life, person is very easy to describe. But, yeah, I guess person is any sentient being, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, hell yeah. If it's standing on high legs is a prerequisite. If it's having a conversation with me, it's probably sentient, right?
Yeah.
I'd say that's a person.
Yeah, you guys head out to the back, and you see a large wagon, and you see the back of the store. The wagon still has quite a few boxes left in it, and you don't see sign of Gumbo. And then the door swings open, and you see this hulking mass of a great black bear, brown bear, whatever color bear it was that you had relations with.
Oh, it was a grizzly.
Grizzly bear. Walk on two legs, kind of just deadpan looking at the back of the wagon, goes over, grabs a box, spins on its heels, and you see it looks like somebody ripped off your face, jambalaya, and slapped it on the bear.
I'm going to pass out.
Jambalaya. Daddy. Jambalaya.
Daddy?
Daddy.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Daddy.
Jambalaya, daddy? He drops the box and you hear glass shatter.
Jambalaya opens his arms and runs towards this giant bear boy.
Tears streaming down the mirror of his face, too. Just Jambalaya, daddy?
Daddy Jambalaya.
I don't know if your arms can even...
I'll just reach around his giant neck.
Yeah, I think he's probably standing a good, like, 7 feet tall. So you'd be, like, hanging from his neck. Jambalaya Daddy?
Jambalaya Daddy. Your name is Gumbo.
Jambalaya?
No. Jambalaya. Gumbo.
Daddy.
No, you gumbo. I'm Daddy. Daddy Jambalaya is me. This is me. Daddy Jambalaya. You, gumbo.
Jambalaya, Daddy.
20 minutes of this.
20 minutes later. Well, I'm pretty sure gumbo. He don't know how to say nothing. Gumbo! He does know how to say something else.
Gumbo all Jambalaya right. Daddy.
Wow. You are a quick learner, boy. I'm very proud of you.
20 minutes.
Gumbo, well, point at the boxes.
It's faster
Jambalaya
than
Jambalaya Daddy.
Not in them's boxes. But you need to go back to work. You go back to work.
He picks one up. Jambalaya yeah, okay. Daddy.
Yeah, that's Gumbo. Good. All right. Gumbo. That's Gumbo. You. Yeah, that's right. Gumbo work.
Gumbo Jambalaya Daddy.
Gumbo Jambalaya. No, Jambalaya is Gumbo's daddy.
Jambalaya Gumbo Daddy.
Yeah. That's right. Good boy.
Walks inside with the box, and a couple seconds later, he'll come back out. Gumbo Jambalaya Daddy. And picks up another box.
It's a good try. Won't worry too much about that for now.
Go back, drop a box off, come back. Jambalaya Gumbo Daddy.
They treat you good here? They've been treating you good, Gumbo?
Jambalaya.
Yeah? He's nodding, right?
Yeah, he's nodding.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. You enjoy yourself? You like your job?
Daddy. He's nodding.
Yeah? They paying you?
Gumbo. He's nodding his head.
Gumbo. All right. That's good. I just wanted to make sure they weren't mistreating you. How's your mama?
Daddy?
The other daddy who is not me. How's she doing?
Daddy.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, son. That must be real hard.
Daddy. Jeez. Points at you.
At me, or Sean.
At Sean Marston.
Stepdaddy.
Stepdaddy. That's right.
Gumbo Daddy.
Yeah, so we all family. All family now. All right, you ain't alone no more. You found your daddy's
Jambalaya.
You got a bonus daddy. It was a buy one, get one free kind of deal.
Gumbo?
Yeah, so this is Sean Marston. He's your stepdaddy. You call him Daddy Sean. Can you say Sean?
20 minutes later. Sean Gumbo Jambalaya Daddy.
Yeah, good work, Gumbo. Good work, boy.
We're just going to teach him English for the rest of the
I'm so
podcast.
20 minutes at 20 a time, minutes of one word.
Good grief. Well,
he's also like every once in a while, it's going in, grabbing a box and bringing it inside. And finally, the wagon's empty. And Finn will come out. So, how's the family reunion going?
Slowly.
Yeah, I can't get him to say more than just Jambalaya and Daddy over and over.
We taught him how to say his name, which is Gumbo, by the way.
Oh, I can go print up a name tag now. Yeah, I've been calling him Jambalaya Jr.
Well, that ain't his name. His name's Gumbo, so don't call him that no more. Gumbo Pendergrass, if you need his last name for like...
Oh, no, that's too long for the name tag.
Just in case you need it for like forms or, you know, insurance or anything like that. I don't know. I ain't never been to a gift shop in a Griffin's Butte before.
It's Griffin's Butte.
Well, you say that, but I feel like you're playing into the butt thing with the, you know, the bubble butt.
That's what it looks like.
It does look like a butt, and it is also spelt, well, it's not, it says butt, as far as I'm concerned. Come on. I mean, you're making money off the misconception that it's pronounced butt.
Yeah, you know, I know it's still early. I mean, what are your guys' plans for the day? We're building on a hotel. And you look over and there's like a couple boards hobbled together. It's still early in the process, but we're trying to get this really up and running as a tourist trap.
You hitting on me?
No, I didn't know where you guys were sleeping tonight. Right. I thought you'd want to catch up on.
You sure you ain't hitting on me? Okay. I'm very flattered. We are in a committed relationship already. We don't.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't coming on to me. This is like, you're actually just talking business.
No, I got two wives already. I don't need.
All right. Okay. Good. That's good. It's just
handfuls already.
I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'd be very flattered to be hit on by a mouse, but, I'm sorry. You ain't a mouse because you're speaking.
So, mouse folk.
Mouse folk.
That's what we go by.
That's good. Real good to know. Thank you for educating me. I didn't mean no offense by that. But anyhow, I ain't never been hit on by a mouse folk before. But even if I was, that'd be very flattering. But in any case, so you setting up a business? You say you got a hotel?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can see the hotel, and like I said, it's like 30 boards hobbled together. It's still a work in progress. Mm. I'm teaching Gumbo how to, you know, be a carpenter.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be some useful skills. How's he doing?
Not bad. Better than me. I can't even lift a dang board or a hammer. All the hammers around here are half the size of me.
Well, it kind of makes sense when they're building, like, you know, buildings with, like, you know, doors that have to be at least kind of 7 or 8 feet high.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we accommodate all folk. We're going to have, you know, every kind of size room, but that means that not a lot I can do. But luckily, Gumbo here is picking it up like a charm.
Well, I'm pleased to see you're taking care of him and doing right by him, my boy. Seems like he's very happy in his job, and you've been taking good care of him and not taking advantage of his unworldliness, bless him.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, we're able to stay in business with those mushrooms cropping up and encroaching on us. We haven't really had anybody come through since that big blanket of mushrooms.
Yeah, we passed through them on the way here, and Sean seemed to get a little bit of a buzz, but for me, I didn't really get much out of it.
Yeah, it's hit or miss with people. Someone's died in there before. Don't tell anybody about that, though. That's really gonna.
Well, when did these things start appearing?
I guess it was probably like 4 or 5 days ago.
4 or 5 days ago. Hmm.
Yeah. Only a couple at first.
Anything weird happened before we started showing up? Any, like, I don't know, like weird storms or Screaming Sky Cowboy didn't turn up for Sunday service?
I know exactly what it's from, but I'm not supposed to know, I don't think.
Wait, what is it from?
Well, unless you just didn't. You didn't do that.
Did you say what it's from in Quiet Ear?
No. I didn't, so you could really make it whatever, but...
Because... What? Wait, what do you mean? I'm so confused. What do you mean you know what it's from?
It's part of... Well, I can't say it. I don't want to ruin it for people.
Part of what?
I'll tell you after we're done.
Okay.
Well, both of you guys can make a.
I'm confused as fuck.
I know. I'm just like,
I'll let you two run the game, and I'll just bullshit for a while.
Okay. No, yeah, this is okay. I didn't know if it was something because I know that Sean did put these mushrooms in the quiet year session, but I actually workshopped a little bit with Jeremy about like the cause of it. So I'm kind of confused what Sean's thinking. But anyway, both of you guys can make... so you're questioning this guy, right? And you're trying to, like, get him to remember some specific information. So I think maybe, like, an investigation check. Try to jog his memory.
Is the fact that I gave him, like, 2 weeks' wages not sufficient motivation? Bastard. All right, yeah, I'll roll some dice.
Do you remember now?
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing? What kind of check?
Investigation. Trying to get him to jog his memory a little bit.
Oh, rolled twice. But yeah, that was a seven.
It was a one and a 19. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were doing, but I wasn't sure. You brought up the mushrooms so quick. I'm like, fuck.
Because I brought up the mushrooms because on our quiet year, was it two? I think it was two episodes. If you haven't listened to that or watched those, definitely go back and do that because that's going to drive a lot of the story from here on out. You had these big mushrooms on the map in between Blue Sticks Ranch and Griffin's Butte. So I was like, well, I got to incorporate that into the story. and I didn't remember you saying anything other than these big ass mushrooms are popping up all over the place. No one knows why. So the highest roll is a seven. All he'll be able to say is, I mean, I guess it's, you know what? I guess it's kind of around the same time that smelly guy came through here. Or, I don't know, smelly.
Smelly guy.
I don't know if it was a guy. It was a smelly person came through and asked for direction to West Hollow and then just left. Didn't buy a dang thing. Didn't even buy a bobblehead.
Smelly boy.
What about his smelly person? Can you tell us more about him?
Well, I mean, like I said, had a hood up and I couldn't really see its face, so I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what they looked like at all or anything.
What does it sound like?
It mumbled dang near everything. Said, "First time Iraq." And it sounded just like that, actually. That was pretty good. Was pretty good.
I'm looking forward to hearing some more of that later when I'm probably shooting at it.
Yeah, it just it came in. I asked where West Hollow was. I pointed down south and didn't see it since then. And that's when the first crop of mushrooms started popping up. Now that I think about it. He smelled like gosh dang horse shit. Not really horse shit, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he just smelled bad.
Not just horse shit, but
he didn't smell specifically like horse shit. I'm using that as like a metaphor where he just smelled really bad.
Yes, I'm familiar with the concept.
Because horse shit has a very distinct smell, and it wasn't
bad. Horse shit doesn't smell all that bad in terms of the pantheon of animal shits. Now, you want to smell the shit of a meat eater for a really bad shit. Cats, big cats, cougars. That shit smells nasty. You don't want to be getting up in that.
If I ever seen a cougar, I don't think I'd live to tell the tale.
That's true. But I mean, even
I'm
if
a
you
mouse.
Said,
I'm a mouse.
Yeah. Folk. Say you was in town and you just was around a dog. I mean, dog shit smells pretty fucking awful as well. But herbivore shit don't smell so bad. Oh, pardon me. See, now... I ate some jerky dinner last night. So
hold on. Did you just fart?
I couldn't help it. It's that jerky.
We're in the middle of a conversation. You just farted.
It just fell out of me. I'm sorry.
Does that happen a lot?
Well, yeah, when you've been practicing your 96ing for a while. Because you got to get that slow release. So you got to get that, slow release there. It's just kind of...
We're still talking. Are you okay?
See? I'm just demonstrating. I can do that and play the fiddle at the same time. Now watch this. The frantic violining ensues. Let's see how good my violining was. Gonna do a performance
check. I think that's a performance right there.
Who taught us this?
14, yeah. That's pretty good.
Putin-toot. Harmonized with my own violin with my asshole.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's
I'm
great.
Playing My Heart Will Go On. I don't know if you know that one.
My fart.
Now that you say that, that sounded really similar from a song that they were making a giant ship up north of here. And it sounded just like something that the quartet was playing on there. I think they called it the Titanic. Yeah, that you've heard of it.
I have. That's a very long name for a ship. One is not likely to forget it. I think I heard it a long time ago. It must have been 80 years.
And something called Avatar after. What a weird jump.
Yeah, now I'm going to have like 8-foot-tall blue cat people like have sex with this guy.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And they all like plug into animals and trees and have like this weird sexual connection with flying dragons and stuff. Let's all just plug our hair into things in this kind of vaguely weird sexual way.
Yeah. And then 25 years later, there's a part two.
Yeah. Jeez.
Fucking that dude takes a while to make a movie, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but yeah, I hope we're still in the early stages here, and I'm just really hoping that, like, the hotel doesn't have to close up before we even get started and the gift shop shuts down. And
well, I would suggest probably not opening a hotel while you only got like 2% of it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm
just saying, like, you ain't ready to be booking guests yet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, we don't have that infrastructure up yet.
No. Well, I suppose we can have a little look-see again at these mushrooms and see what we can do about them. Jambalaya, I was thinking about if he knows anything that you could do to get rid of mushrooms.
Yeah, go for it. Survival. Or nature. I think nature.
Nature.
Also, I do want to retcon. I said that he heard that... they were asking about West Hollow. They were asking about Iron Aurora Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is in the same direction as West Hollow, but I had a mouth goof. Yeah, you rolled a natural one on that nature.
Sure did.
It's mushrooms. Fire would probably do it. Just fucking burn them up. But then again, everybody would probably get real high.
Hmm.
There's supposed to be fucking 5 avatars. What the fuck?
Yeah,
well, I thought there was 3. I thought there was supposed to be 3.
5 of them.
Look forward to part 2 in 2050, and then in 1,000 years' time, that quadrilogy,
what's that dude's name? James Cameron. It'll just be a head in a block of ice making these movies.
2 and 3 are in post-production right now, and 4 and 5 are already filming.
But then that's they'll release every 15 years, yeah.
Well, I guess they probably like just record like 15 minutes of like live action in front of a green screen, and then their post-production is literally everything else.
Yeah, right?
Weird.
But yeah, you don't really know like how to curb an invasive species of mushrooms.
Well, I guess I'd... Fire. Other than that, I guess maybe we see if we can find this mysterious hooded figure and figure out who he is and what he's doing.
Sorry, I thought that was a joke. I thought you made a joke.
That was terrifying. That sound will haunt my nightmares.
I'm really into puns.
Okay.
Jambalaya Daddy Sean.
Hey there, Gumbo.
Gumbo. Hey, boy.
Sean Gumbo Daddy Jambalaya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you taught him two new words.
That's right. All it took was 40 minutes.
Yeah, I was only inside for about an hour. And
yeah. What should we teach him next?
That's a good question.
Well, what would you think would be the most important thing that he learns? Other than he already knows my name, your name, his name.
He should probably learn...
Hungry?
If I knew when he was hungry, that would help, and I could give him a lunch break.
Well, how? Oh, Gumbo.
Jambalaya.
No eat. No eat. You got to learn to eat before I teach you hungry.
Yeah, true. We're not very good at teaching a language, us three.
Well, I'm a simple cowboy. I ain't never taught nothing no language before. Usually I just use magic. Would that even work? Because he ain't an animal.
You could try it.
No, I think that would be tongues instead of speak with animal. Yeah, because it got the body of a bear. But either way, so for... I was thinking tongues. So tongues, I know that they need to be able to speak one language. And then for speak with animals, they need to be an animal. But I don't know. He is... I wouldn't call Gumbo an animal.
No, me neither.
I think it's going to be a slow process. I think we will have to do like a ward at a time, and then that's going to mean that I will have... You know what? I'm going to add to my notes Gumbo words. And I'm going to start tracking what words Gumbo... We talk, Gumbo. So Gumbo, Jambalaya, Daddy, Sean. We could teach him Olivia next. That'd be cool. If you could say my name. I mean, I feel like I'm like part of the family now, right?
Well, I mean, don't insert yourself into our family dynamic.
You brought me along.
Yeah, well, because we're going to do a job afterwards. I ain't like adopting you.
You could have like, I don't know. You could have sent me to a town or something to hang out and then picked me up on the way.
I mean, we came straight here through a field of hallucinogenic magical mushrooms. What all did you want me to do? I mean, I'll send you back through town on barefoot through the mushrooms?
Barefoot, that's funny. No, I don't want to go through those. Some of those were as tall as I was.
Well, I guess you're fucking stuck, so you should, like, quit your bitching. Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, you could say my name would be cool. Olivia.
Olivia.
She starts trying to teach Gumbo to say Olivia.
Olivia.
Hey, if you're not teaching Gumbo any words at the moment, I'm going to steal the spotlight.
I can't think of any good ones. If you want to teach him your own name, that's fine. But if he starts calling other things Olivia, I ain't going to be pissed.
He points at a tree, Olivia. Yeah,
don't teach him wrong. Ain't no harm in him learning your name, but just don't teach him wrong. That's all.
I mean,
There'll be other spans of 20 minutes that we could teach him other things. It's okay.
Is he going to be coming with us? Or it sounds like you...
I don't know. It depends on what he wants to do.
Ask him.
Well, Gumbo. Do you want to come with your daddies? Or do you want to stay here?
Daddy, Jambalaya.
Do you want to come live with us? You want to come live with us? And I see your point. Or you could just come when you're not working. Or if you like living here and working here, you could stay.
Gumbo
could choose. Gumbo's got a right to choose what he wants to do with his life. If you want to come live with daddies, that's absolutely fine. We'd love to have you. If you just want to come visit sometimes, that'd be fine too. It's your life, Gumbo, and I will support your decisions.
Gumbo, Jambalaya, Daddy, Sean. And he pats the head of Finn. He like squishes him down to the ground.
What? I don't know what that means. I guess we're trying to talk about big concepts that can only be discussed in, you know, more than five words, none of which are Gumbo, Jambalaya, Daddy, Sean.
Gumbo will go and get the last box from the wagon and just carry it back inside.
It's a good boy. Very diligent.
Finn's like getting his feet. I don't know what that means. Is he still employed here?
Well, I mean, I'm happy for him to keep his job. He seems perfectly happy, but it's up to him what he wants to do. He can't realistically commute from I See Your Point every day.
I mean, that's the most I've ever heard him talk, but he's still lifting boxes. I don't know what it means.
I guess he likes it. He must like it here.
He's the best dang worker I've ever had. He lifts the boxes real good.
I ain't going to make him do nothing he doesn't want to do. If he wants to stay here and work here, he seems to be treated fine. And, you know, he's a damn grown-ass half-man, half-bear. I ain't going to boss my horse around. I certainly ain't going to boss my grown son.
He'll come back out. Gumbo, Jambalaya, Daddy, Sean.
That's us, boy. You going to stay here or do you want to come with us? It's your decision.
After Finn gets back to his feet, he'll pat Finn on the head real hard again, knock him back down to the ground.
Okay, you staying here. That's okay. We'll come visit you, and you can come see us anytime you like. All right, Gumbo. We got some... It's been real good to see you, boy. I never knew you was even alive until just this week. And it's been the happiest day of my life, boy.
Jambalaya. He'll give you a big bear hug.
Aw. That's good, boy. I love you. Now put me down.
Sean. He'll give you a big bear hug.
Oh.
Put you down.
That was real good, Sean. You learn real fast. Faster than Gumbo did, unfortunately. But he's doing good. He's got a lot to catch up on.
Thank you, Daddy.
Gumbo.
You should probably not call me that in this context anymore, Sean.
Okay.
Yeah. Get some confused feelings about that word now.
Olivia.
And I live for you too.
Olivia.
See that? He said, I love you.
I love ya.
No, he said, I love you.
I know. I think he's saying my name.
I love you. I love you too,
boy. I don't think he learned three words that fast. I think he's saying my name.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was just pulling your leg.
So are we, like, I mean, it'd be weird if we just left now. Are we just going to stay here in the hotel?
Well, I mean, there ain't a hotel, is there? I mean, we could... You mind if we bet?
It's literally like 20 boards cobbled.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, where does Gumbo sleep?
Jumbo.
Well, he is.
Gumbo sleeps in. We got an upstairs compartment to the shop. Me and my two wives got a room, and then Gumbo's got a room. We got a common area and a kitchen. It's a big shop.
Do you mind if we just camp out in your common area for tonight and we'll just be out of your hair in the morning going our way?
Oh, of course. Gumbo's parents, like I said, Gumbo's the best dang worker I've ever had. So, yeah, be my treat.
I definitely feel like I'm getting more of my money's worth out of that gold piece now. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good spot to stop with you guys heading up to hang out with the rest of the day with Gumbo.
Good news for Olivia is that we don't need to 96 for warmth since we're sleeping in a building today.
Yes.
Just for fun. God,
this, what the fuck was this episode? I can't wait to edit it and listen to what it sounds like.
I'm going to pass out.
Jerundu's face got really red at one point. I was worried about him and no sound was coming out. Like his face was getting real red, but nothing was coming out. I was like, what's going on?
To get that high pitched noise, you've got to get a lot of pressure behind it.
Well, Jerundu, it hurts.
No matter what end it comes from. Anyway.
Jerundu, where can you find you at? What do you want to talk about?
You find me talking all kinds of complete nonsense all over the network. When I'm not Jambalaya Pendergrass of Shitty Cowboys fame, I'm also Silas Lancaster from Rolf Wield, and also the other one I did is him. Storytime with Silas. And also I'm Flex Gristle, one half of your broadcast team for the Modrus Bloodsport Association live on the first Monday of every month on Twitch. Last Monday. I don't know. It's 2 a.m. Cut me some fucking slack.
Holy shit. Yes, it oh my is. God. Sean, how's it going? What do you want to talk about? No, you're twitching now.
Yeah, sometimes I do the twitch.
What's that, twitch.tv/what?
Lord Sean Snow.
Check it out. He plays a lot of Apex, and he's really good at it.
That's the only game I like. Everything else sucks.
that and Red Dead Redemption. Those are the only two games you've ever streamed.
That's a good game. Pretty much.
Number one thing to talk about, of course, is GooseCon 2022 was funded. So if you want to get a badge to GooseCon, we've got maybe like one or two vendor slots left and like one or two sponsor slots left and then a bunch of badges left still. You can head over to tabletop.events and search for GooseCon. That are just like go to GooseCon2022.com. And click the link there, and you can buy a badge even after the Kickstarter is over. It's going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, September 30th to October 2nd, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a Cowboys live show. That'd be pretty fucking fun now that I think about it. We still got a lot of planning to do on what exactly events we're going to have, but we're all going to be there playing board games, playing tabletop RPGs. It's going to be a blast, so come hang out. And then, what's the newest shit on the network? Go check out Crits and Nits if you haven't yet. It is old people. It's not old people playing D&D. It's regular age people.
It's old people.
Regular age
people. It's old people.
Yeah, it's not even regular, playing D&D. It's just
regular
a bunch of old
age people playing old characters.
Step right in up D&D and 5e. See the old people. What the ravages of age live on the Majestic Goose Network.
It's a lot of fun. They also knit, and they'll also be at GooseCon. It's going to be a lot of fun, so come hang out. And if you haven't yet left us a 5-star rating review, do that. And while you're doing that, search for all the different
ungrateful bastards.
It's a podcast for free. Come on, you've listened to us for so long. Give us a
hours of free entertainment by this point. Give us a goddamn review.
And while you're at it, give all the shows on the Majestic Goose Network a 5-star rating review. Thank you guys for watching, listening, how you consume this content. It's always so much fun. And we'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are clear. Man. Okay, stop. A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk. Honk.